This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So John Alexander was going into a long explanation here that we had to interrupt him for, but could you pick up, please?
Well, I was talking about Dean, who was both SDI and the NIO, National Intelligence Officer, for research and development, and new space architectures inside out. I mean, this is the go-to guy, and as I said, close personal friend. And I will say a couple times that we were talking and he would say, not going to discuss that. And I would know that, okay, have stepped on some toes there. None of them ever had to do with UFOs. The idea that it was from, again, the Cold War thing, or that it was designed to fight E.T. or something, is totally specious.
Yeah, I think people got that idea because of Reagan's, didn't he do a UN speech where he was saying something to the effect, you know, imagine if we had a common enemy, from space, that type of thing.
Right. Yeah, that's a famous one.
And then so that was, people were thinking, well, oh, SDI. I mean, all of that, basically, we're talking particle beam weapons. So it doesn't seem too far off that if they were looking at, you know, the possibility of some kind of ET craft coming into our atmosphere, that they might want something like that to be able to, you know, I mean, I know that what you're saying, but
not on the radar. Just not. That is so far out of the thinking. Yeah, it just, nobody is thinking those sorts of things.
Well, I know they were, it was mainly to shoot down ICBMs, right? So that's what that was about.
Okay.
That was mainly to shoot down ICBMs was there. That was the big Star Wars thing. So, yeah, no, it wasn't for aliens. It was for ICBMs. But you could see how the two could, you know, it's not too much of a stretch if you think that there's something going on that, well, you know, maybe we could use that too. And then with Reagan saying, well, what if?
The problem, a lot of this goes back to the issue of secrecy. And when these things are not revealed, there's secrecy there, people are going to spin up these conspiracy theories, and it doesn't matter. Now, this was before QAnon, but this is something that Q would love and would spin greatly, just the wild conspiracy theories.
Although, I guess, and this was another thing that you did mention in one of your talks, that several of the people that you talk to, who you do respect, do believe that there is a black UFO program, even though they, you know, most of their knowledge comes kind of through the grapevine. They weren't directly involved, but they believe it. So it's not like everybody doesn't believe that there's nothing going on.
Well, I can say it's a conundrum. And with Roswell, you know, and this is one where you can never find all of the pieces that fit. I go with my first-hand evidence that I talked to people that others didn't. There's other people that talked to folks that I didn't. So, you know, round and round we go, and you got to take it. Like I said, my reliance has always been on my first-hand data. And my first-hand data says no. So,
based on what you've read, what you've studied, has there ever been a crashed UFO anywhere?
No, you should know. I come down against the ET hypothesis in toto. Probably not. Not well received by this crowd, but My answer and the reason that I don't believe the ET hypothesis is it's too simple. I think that whatever we're looking at is far, far more complex. And little gray guys from Zeta Reticuli or wherever the destination is, don't know what the zip code is, but that is too simple an answer. I think it's far more complex than that.
Well, this gets us into your other work, and I think that there's quite a few people who listen to the Paracast who are fairly sophisticated and would tend to agree with that statement. Certainly our former co-host, Christopher O'Brien, he would agree with that, and it is a very complex subject, no doubt about it. But your book, Denied, or Reality Denied, it kind of suggests that there is a reality to it, but we just don't understand what it is, and that there are a bunch of facets. So maybe we could talk a bit more about that book.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first line of the UFO book that I wrote, besides the ones of Clancy and Jock and Bert Rutan, was UFOs are real. And I mean by that, there's no doubt about the physical reality of some UFO, obviously not all. And like I said, it ends up by saying whatever this is, terribly, terribly complex.
At one point you mentioned that you believe that there is an element that either pays attention to, or I'm not sure if you mean it's causal, but consciousness is a big part of this. You seem to be really along. Can you talk to us a little bit about your ideas and what you think is going on in that area?
What you're talking about is something I call a precognitive sentient phenomenon. And this is actually derived from the stuff at the Skinwalker Ranch. And the point was that, you know, we had that totally instrumented. And, of course, Brandon is continuing with even better instrumentation, certainly, now. I just did a program for them where whenever the next season runs. But the point was that there seems to be superordinate intelligence of some kind. I call it it, and I don't know what it is, but the consciousness is certainly a piece of it. And when I said it was precognitive, it would seem to know how we were going to respond to whatever observation occurred. And it was certainly sentient. So the idea was, and what happened is you watch the phenomena morph. Now this is true on a macro scale as well. You talk about what's happened at various times. The whole UFO phenomenon in the field has morphed over time, as I'm sure you're aware. But it was like, you know, you'd have an incident happen. Like the calf is one of the classic ones where you have a calf mutilated in a very short period of time, broad daylight, etc. And so you'd set up to study that, and then it, again, whatever that is up there and says, oh, you like that? Try this, and would give you something completely different. And often, as we had cameras running, you know, time lapse 24/7, would happen just off camera. In some cases, it would happen what should be on camera, but absolutely nothing showing up. So, like I say, the phenomena there get to be terribly, terribly complex.
It seems like whatever it is the one that is calling the shots. It is the one.
Well, that's one of my points. It is in charge. There's no doubt about who's in charge.
You know, this is really, really, really fascinating, and I don't want to interrupt here. So let's continue our next episode, okay, folks? And then we'll go on with Dr. John Alexander. And this other theory about UFOs that makes E.T. look real, real simple. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Hello, Paracast people. I'm Greg Carlwood, the host of the Higher Side Chats podcast, an uninterrupted and action-packed interview-based show where I talk to some of the brightest minds for our troubled times about all things paranormal, occult, esoteric, and conspiratorial. After 10 years, we've heard it all. Alien moon bases, archons, hollow earth, technocratic and biomedical agendas, magic, mind control, and Lovecraftian monsters. Oh my. Usually, the first hour of the show is free, and the second hour is for members who sign up for the Higher Side Chats Plus at $8 a month. But praise be, we're giving Paracast listeners 2 free weeks of Plus when you use the all caps coupon code PARACAST. Go to thehiresidechats.com, sign up with the code PARACAST, and dive into the nearly never-ending archive of great interviews I've been lucky enough to get over the years, from David Politis to David Icke, and many, many guests not named David. Check it out. You're going to love it. All right, Gene, was that good? Can we use that one?
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Before we return with Dr. John Alexander, Randall may not have heard this, I just told him. Just got the notice from our network, GCN, that KBJA Radio AM, which covers Salt Lake City, Ogden, Provo, and Sandy, Utah, with a combined area of over 500,000 people, will now be carrying the Paracast on the weekends. So check the station schedule for the exact times. I think it's going to be repeated 3 times. That's awesome. Really cool. Welcome aboard. Dr. John Alexander is with us. We're talking about the potential origin of UFOs being far, far, far more complicated than we expect, and that it holds the cards. John, go ahead.
Well, I should say, partially we're audio here, but in my visual, I have a slide that I use at the beginning of almost every presentation. And, yes, it's got UFOs and some bent forks, psychokinesis, and even firewalking and remote viewing, communication with the dead, etc., postmortem communication, I said, and even Sasquatch or cryptozoology. And it is my assumption, and I can't prove it, but it says whatever it is, these things are related. And it appears that consciousness is the connecting link.
I think that you're onto something that a lot of other people now in contemporary ufology would tend to agree with, that there is a sort of grand unification theory, so to speak. And if consciousness happens to be the connecting factor, and this it, whatever it is, seems to be in charge, it seems to me that it follows a pattern of study. In other words, it seems to be studying what we do. It sets it up. It sets up these situations in almost a theatrical way in order to see what we'll do and how we'll react. Does that make any sense?
Well, that's what I said. The thing we were saying was, oh, you like that? Try this. And you'd get something that was, you know, considerably different from what it was, but within the operating parameters so that you would notice it. But getting back to consciousness, I mean, there's some very fundamental issues here. And I think it's Max Planck, when looking at this a long time ago, suggesting that the physical reality actually arises from consciousness. That consciousness is the fundamental building block.
Is this anything like collective unconscious?
Well, call it non-local consciousness. Yes, everything is interconnected.
I would tend to agree that things are
the entire universe, but that's too small.
I would tend to agree that things are interconnected, but if we're looking at consciousness at a human scale, then there's really no evidence that there was any consciousness other than us before we evolved. It seems to me that the universe came first and consciousness evolved later.
We're suggesting the opposite.
Yeah, but what evidence is there for that? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it does, but like I say,
science is pretty clear on
the ones that came up with that.
Yes, John, science is really clear on this in terms of planetary formation. There was no consciousness here on the Earth at all, period. We'd have to be assuming that there's some other greater consciousness that exists maybe out there somewhere.
Why must it be in a specific place?
Here.
Or are you suggesting a sort of subjective idealism where nothing exists unless we experience it? Because this is an interesting subject. We have a consciousness thread on the Paracast community forums, and it's been going for years, and we've delved into this. So, you know, the whole, if you talk to any astrophysicist or cosmologist, they're going to say, you know, the way that the universe formed was it started off with the singularity. Now, unless we assume that that singularity had consciousness all along, then the science says that
the singularity was consciousness.
I see. Okay, so our consciousness that came along later and evolved is a separate consciousness from this other one that you're talking about.
No, Yeah.
Okay, so we're all part of the same consciousness.
Yeah. Yep. They say, am I my brother's keeper? The answer is, yeah.
But what about before there were any brothers or before there were any people? There was just a planet here. We didn't even have a moon at first. So how could any of us have existed with any consciousness if there were no humans to begin with? We evolved out of the Earth. Consciousness came later. That's scientific fact.
That's what?
Scientific fact. Well, unless you don't believe in evolution, I guess you can.
Yeah. Scientific fact.
Okay, I suppose you can disagree with that evolution is not a fact.
No, I didn't say evolution is not a fact. We suggested that, consciousness is, always was, and was the thing from which the physical reality arose, as opposed to the other way around.
Okay.
So that's not what science says. Okay.
Back on some mystical, what science says, and it sounds almost like Trump the other day, science doesn't know. Science is...
Yeah, science does know. We need to talk to geologists. We can see the fossil records. Well, I'm not talking mysticism at all. I'm talking science fact. There were no people for a long time. Then people came along, and people have consciousness.
No. What I'm suggesting is the opposite. Consciousness was here and evolved people. Whole physical reality evolved from consciousness.
Right, but you're the one that's talking to mysticism now, not me. So just to be clear on that.
That's Max Planck. I will take Max Planck as a credible scientist.
Okay, so now, this consciousness is putting us through tests as we progress, or what? And for what purpose? I guess we're obviously just trying to... shoot from the hip here to figure out why?
Okay, what is the meaning of life?
Well, that could be pretty much of it there, and it's not Monty Python. Now, this is a truly interesting process that we're going through here to try to understand the full extent of what Dr. Alexander is saying. Anyway, got more to come with John Alexander and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president said at a rally he's likely to choose a woman for a nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away from pancreatic cancer on Friday at the age of 87.
When the choice is made, I'll be sending it over to Mitch in the Senate, and they will do what they have to do. I think we'll have a very popular choice, whoever it may be.
The president said he would name a nominee soon. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a vote will be held. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
This is a president who's guided by the founding of this country and the Constitution. And you look at the justices he's put in place, Neil Gorsuch, you look at Justice Kavanaugh. These are great justices.
The president's short list of potential nominees is reported to include appeals court judges Barbara Lagoa and Amy Coney Barrett. This is USA Radio News. Before leaving for his rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina, President Trump spoke with reporters at the White House and endorsed a TikTok deal with Walmart and Oracle.
Conceptually, I think it's a great deal for America. They'll be hiring at least 25,000 people. It'll most likely be incorporated in Texas. It'll be a brand new company. It will have nothing to do with any outside land, any outside country.
He said the new company will be called TikTok Global. Federal officials have intercepted a package that was addressed to President Trump. It tested positive for the poison ricin. It was found at an off-site location that screens mail addressed to the White House. The FBI, the Secret Service, and the U.S. Postal Service inspectors are investigating the source of the package. The Postal Service says there's no danger to the public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we've entered the whole world of consciousness and therefore a universal consciousness, and therefore that it's holding the cards. And therefore, whatever we do, it controls it. So is it, what's it doing now? Is it just putting us through all this misery for the heck of it?
Well, now we are going to get to mysticism, but can deal with that. As you know, I think, I'm once the president of the International Association for Near-Death Studies. Done a lot with post-mortem. Does consciousness continue? I think absolutely. Yeah, I've been listening to a number, a friend of mine, not a relation, is Evan Alexander. Are you familiar with him?
What's the name again?
Evan Alexander.
Evan Alexander, no. Randall, have you heard of him?
Go ahead, John. Just fill us in.
Well, if you're going to study, this is what I would say is the starting point. The reason Eben is so unique is that he was a neurosurgeon on Harvard for 25 years and certainly was a materialist and then had a near-death experience. His experience, apparently in Earth time, lasted a week. Although he had ingrained meningitis at a point where the brain could not function, probability of survival was exceedingly low. The thing that saved him was that he was in North Carolina and working at a hospital, and he was taken to his own hospital and they recognized him and said, God, we got it, and continued to work with him for a year. The point here is that he knows absolutely that the disease had moved his brain to a point where it could not function. So, like I said, he's one of the few unique studies that I point to, because here's a guy who understands neurophysiology and yet is explaining what happened. Anyway, he gets out, of course, out of his body and transitions, and what he describes, and I put a lot of faith in, is this multiple hierarchy, a complexity that we can't even, as he said, we're at a level now where you can't even imagine the complexities that exist beyond this. Kind of hard to say where to go with it. What he described happening, and getting into your question of the why and what are humans here for, and as they're progressing, you literally choose the cohort that you're coming back with, and each person is here, a karma real kind of thing, and that you chose to come back. By the way, I am a believer in reincarnation, so that's, you need to understand that from a fundamental perspective. And that you are here to interact with the people that you kind of signed up for. And that, now, what was several things that came into verification of what had happened and why this becomes significant. Eben was adopted at birth, and he knew that he did have biological siblings, and he knew he had had a sister, but he had never met his biological family. And one of the things that happens is he's out, and he has an escort, a butterfly that he describes, but a specific female who takes him around and shows him. He says he had a universal understanding of everything, so that when he came back and recovered, again, very low probability, but it took him quite a while to get all the functions back, but then does meet the biological family, and he knew that the sister was deceased, but again, never saw her, and then finds a picture and says, who's the guide?
Since you brought this up, John, I remember the search for Bridie Murphy, and the author of that book was interviewed on the Long John Nebel radio show, and you're a wee bit older than I am, and this was back in, what, the 50s and 60s. So was that a real thing that happened?
Absolutely, in my view. I can say that's why... What's unique about Eben, I mean, there's many, many phenomenal NDE cases out there. What's unique about him is being the neurophysiologist who understood, you know, the brain functioning and all of this, and how the brain could not have been functioning at the time that these incidents were occurring. The corollary is I use Mary Neal, also a medical doctor. What's unique about her case is that she lives, I think, in Jackson Hole, but was in Chile and kayaking in absolute wilderness. And she's, truncate the story because it's pretty long, but anyway, she's with a party. And this particular day is the last day, and her husband was not feeling well, so he didn't accompany her. And so she's at the back, and they go over this. This is a very substantial falls, and she's a very, very established kayaker, so not beyond her technical means. But anyway, something happens. The first three go over and head down. An incident happens, so she has to move and go over where she didn't want to. Well, what happens is she goes down, and the kayak gets stuck underwater and it is wedged in. And 15 minutes later, the party realizes she's not with them, so they start to count. And another 15 minutes later, they come back and they find, and then she is eventually knocked out of the kayak, but she's been underwater for 30 to 35 minutes, and body goes down there, which was a knockout. Think about how your knees bend. Think about your legs breaking and going forward, you know, the way that legs are not supposed to move. So they find her downstream, body's lifeless, of course, and so they get, finally retrieve the kayak. There's some other miracles that appear there, pick her up, take her to the far side, and two people appear. Now, this is remote Chile, and they help carry her out to a waiting ambulance, and there are no ambulances in the area at all. But she's taken back to the thing. Now, but again, what's unique here is you got an MD who's underwater for over 30 minutes and then goes on and has all of these other things, literally talking to God and all of that personal stuff. One of the unique aspects of this case is that she had four young children at the time. And she was told, by the way, when your son becomes 18, he's going to die. Now, that's not something that any mother would want to hear. But sure enough, just after he turned 18, he was out rollerboarding, and a car zigged with some driver not paying attention and killed him. So the aspects of this case and a lot of things that she says correlates with the stuff that Eben said and others. But the unique about Eben, neurophysiologist, understands it. With her, she's underwater for 30 minutes. You can't hold your breath that long. And all of this other information correlates.
We're going to correlate this final segment with John Alexander, with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, let's explore this a little bit further here. It almost sounds like what you're saying here, John, is that there's no time. In reality, it's just an illusion. Everything is preordained?
Not necessarily. No, the continuum of free will versus predestination is one of the main topics that comes up in this area. And what they, the suggestion, what Pete said and others, that you agree to a certain set of experiences, and then it's up to you to make choice to do basically the right thing, or you can do other things. But, like I say, it's pretty complex stuff when you're trying to explore these things.
Well, it certainly is, and just trying to understand here. Does that limit our free will?
No. No, it does not. But the point is that... You're going to have to get the lesson right. You can do it this time or have another trip.
So that's the point of the reincarnation. You're expected to fulfill a certain destiny, and if you don't quite get there, you do it again and again until finally you've done it?
That's pretty close to my understanding, yeah.
Well, the other question I would have then, this is a thing that... I started thinking about when I was young, and therefore I was young and foolish and don't really know that much, especially this subject. And that is, if you don't know what you did wrong when you come back, how do you avoid repeating it, or do you know what you did wrong?
No, that's similar to what I've always said, trying to figure this stuff out. If you just tell me what to do, it would be a whole lot simpler. That part of, again, apparently part of the process is that you're supposed to figure out what it is.
Okay. Well, when you get to the point where you figured it out, is that a eureka moment or what?
I don't know. No, I have something I call Alexander's Law of Appropriate Complexity, and that says wherever you are in your life, whatever you're doing, you are given a series of tasks. And just about the time you think you got it all figured out, a whole new order of complexity emerges, and you find out you're back, basically out of the load, but think of it like a computer game where, okay, you know, next generation.
So you've gone from level one, you finish level one, and then you get into level two, and it's a long set of levels.
Yeah, a long set of levels.
So do you know what level you're at?
No.
Kind of figure here, I'm an X minus one myself.
I don't think you get to have a scorecard and whatnot.
Now, in terms of reincarnation, is there anything we can do in terms of scientific research to prove it's real, or is this just something that's there that we have to understand?
Well, I think you should talk to Bob Bigelow. You know, he's just created a new institute specifically to address that. And, you know, that is her question. I mean, it's talking about continuation of consciousness. The idea is that that consciousness continues is taken as a given. What's the form and how does it evolve from there? Hard to say. But I suspect that if you think UFOs look complex, you know, this is probably a step beyond that.
Now, maybe taking it back to UFOs again, I want, because we have only about 5 minutes left before we have to wrap it up. And this may be the ultimate question, too. If UFOs are part of this overall phenomenon, does that mean it will continue to guide us, to make us think about something?
I don't know. Is that what it's doing?
I don't either. I'm just asking you. You're the expert here.
There are people who are interested, but there's also a lot of folks who, whatever level they're on, worrying about UFOs is not a front burner item.
Well, then again, I mean, why should we take it for granted that just everything is conscious? I mean, for all we know, the aliens, whatever they are, if there are aliens out there, whatever this is, maybe they don't have consciousness like the way that we do, like an AI. We don't know computers are conscious. Maybe they're trying to figure out what we're talking about when we're talking about consciousness.
Okay.
Let's take it this way. What about the concept of reality, in our case, as being part of a virtual reality game?
Our reality is what now?
Yeah, like we're like part of it. We're in the video game.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Are we in the Matrix?
I don't know what the difference is.
All right. Let me ask you one more question before we do a wrap-up here. Based on what you've been telling us, and this takes us back again further into the UFO world, you don't expect that whatever publicity we've gotten for the past 3 years or so is going to take us anywhere. It's just going to keep going on.
I wish it would. I have very low confidence that it's likely to help.
Well, I guess if it makes three or four people take it more seriously.
From a very simplistic standpoint.
And you think that's the problem? We're maybe not looking at the right thing, or they're focused on whatever they're focused on, and a year from now we may never hear from it again.
Oh, I think you'll hear from it again, but it will make those determinations, not you or nothing you do.
That, however, final question, does not preclude the possibility that there is life out there, intelligent life, and they could possibly want to come and visit us.
No. Quite the opposite. I think we can state just on pure math that there must be sentient life somewhere out in the universes. That's just based on the number of habitable planets that we know now exist.
Well, heck, now they're even considering whether some kind of life form may exist on Venus.
I saw Nick talking on, I guess, Tucker Carlson the other night about it. This is not, I don't know if you remember Alley-Oop, who ran that a long time ago, but it's nothing you're going to go breathe or be have sentient life forms surviving in, as we know it.
John Alexander, please tell our listeners, if they want to know more of what you do, where do they go?
Oh, well, just the easiest thing is to Google my name, and John B. Alexander, and there's several John Alexanders. Or if you put that in UFOs, it'll definitely pop up.
Yes, it does. I've tried it. We also have a link at the site, theparacast.com, and in our forums for his site directly, so you can see it. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can also find two official or unofficial or semi-official Paracast fan clubs over at Facebook. We also have a place where you can get branded merchandise for the show, if you like, customized throw pillows and T-shirts and stuff. Go to theparacast.shop. That's theparacast.shop. And I was just talking with Randall before the show started, and we're going to be doing some sprucing up, some late spring cleaning, which is becoming a fall cleaning by the time we get things done. That's theparacast.shop. Also, we recommend you to the Paracast Plus, where we offer this show free of the network ads with better quality audio. And one more thing, we also offer the After the Paracast podcast, which is an extra special podcast where it could be just me and Randall talking. It could be other guests, surprise guests. You never really know what's going to happen next. To subscribe at special low prices, check out theparacast.plus. That's theparacast.plus. John Alexander, I'm so glad we caught you in a weak moment to come on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, love.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.